This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله عز وجل وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him. We seek His aid and we ask for His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of ourselves and the evil consequences of our actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can lead astray, and whomsoever Allah leaves to go astray, none can guide. I testify that there is none worthy of our worship and devotion but the Almighty Allah alone. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared and die not except in a state of submission to Him as Muslims. O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord who created you from a single person and from Him He created His wife and from them both He created many men and women and fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights and observe the rights of your kin. Surely Allah is ever and all watcher over you, O you who believe. Keep your duty to Allah, fear Him and speak the truth. He will direct you to righteous deeds and will forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed attained a great achievement. The best words are the divine words of Allah. And the best guidance is that of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the worst things in the religion are the newly invented matters, for all the newly invented matters in religion are an innovation and bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us in the Quran. He says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا. إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربكم أعلم بكم ربكم أعلم بما في نفوسكم إن تكونوا صالحين فإنه كان للأوابين غفورا وآت ذا القربى حقه والمسكين وابن السبيل ولا تبذر تبذيرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Isra gives us golden advice, words of wisdom that encompass all of the foundations of good conduct, of a goodly life. And at the end of those, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closes them by saying, ذَلِكَ مِمَّا أَوْحَى إِلَيْكَ رَبُّكَ مِنَ الْحِكْمَةِ. This is from the wisdom that your Lord has revealed to you. And building on previous khutbahs, we want to look at a detailed approach. A detailed approach of what it means to live a wise life. of what it means to know what is good and know what's evil, so that we can align our life with the principle of good, that our life becomes a manifestation and a practice of al-khayr, or what good really means, and an abstinence from what evil means, because the path to Jannah is good. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Inna Allah tayyibun la yaqbalu illa tayyiba," that Allah is good and He only accepts that which is good. And Jannah, no one will enter Jannah except those who are good. Al-Jannatu tayyibatun la yadkhuluha illa tayyib. This is why the angels will say to the believers who enter Jannah, طِبْتُمْ فَادْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. You're good, you have become good. Enter into it and dwell in it forever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this life, the reality of this life is that it separates, or it sets apart, the good ones from the evil ones, so that those who enter Jannah will only be purely good. Purely good. Allah says, وَلِيَمِيزَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ, so that Allah sets apart the good ones from the evil ones. This is why the scholars are agreed that a person who has any hint or any elements of evil in them, and evil manifests itself in the sins of the heart. Sins of the heart are inappropriate ideas or beliefs about Allah, or any kind of experience in the heart that is negative about Allah, that is based on falsehood. So people who think that Allah has wronged them, people who think Allah is not merciful and generous to the creation, people who accuse Allah in His qadr and His divine decree, what He allows to happen, all people who have sins that are manifest in terms of words and actions, all of this is evil. And no one will enter paradise until they are purified of all evil. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites people to seek forgiveness, to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you seek forgiveness, you ask Allah for forgiveness. When you repent and regret the evil that you have indulged in, this will purify you. This will cleanse you. And the Prophet ﷺ taught us the dua, where we make a dua, اللهم نقني من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. Oh Allah, purify me, cleanse me of sins and violations, just as a white dress is cleansed from all contaminants and tarnishing and blemishes. And if the person does not repent enough to purify themselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends upon them trials, hardships, suffering in this life. And this would purify them. And if this is not enough to purify them, then the pains of death will seek to purify them further. And if they are not fully purified by then when they enter the grave, the punishment of the grave will seek as a purification. And if the punishment in the grave does not purify them fully, then the horrors of the Day of Judgment, Ahwalul Qiyamah, will purify them further. And if they're not purified by then, and if Allah does not forgive them, then they will have to be purified in the hellfire. It's like the fire, the billows that heat precious metals in order to purify them. These are the believers. When they are purified, only then they will be allowed to enter Jannah, because Jannah is pure and good, and no amount of evil is allowed into it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in the Quran how to be a good person. طيب. So this is why He says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهِ. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. These verses capture all of what good really is in more detail than what we spoke about previously. And your Lord has made it an obligation that you only worship Him, that you only live your life for Him. People think, many people think, that worship is something I do on the side, that I am here to work, mate, and live life, and then have Allah on the side as a compliment. And that's, the reality is, the reality of life is the other way around. Is that you are here to worship Allah. You are here to seek Allah. And the details of your life are just the necessary details of a worldly life. So the center of your life is the worship of Allah. And your devotion to Allah. And your connection to Allah. That's what your life is about. The rest is secondary. The rest complements that main mission. So if you live this life thinking that you are here to educate yourself, to get a job, or build a business, and get finances, and marry, and have children, and create your own legacy, and your own grandeur and greatness, and then it's nice to have Allah on the side, so from time to time, you'll worship Allah, Allah will give you what you want. But that's on the side. I'll pray the 5 daily prayers, if I pray them. I'll fast Ramadan for you. Zakah, I'm not so happy with it, but I will pay it. And Hajj is a nice journey to go on. But my life is about me, about my family, and about my success, and about my reputation, and about my enjoyment, and about what my achievements. That's not what life is for. That is theft. No matter how innocent it looks like, no matter how indulged we are in it, this is a theft. Life is to worship Allah. And Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have only created the jinn and mankind to worship me. That's why you're created. This is why there is earth. This is why there are skies. This is where there is air that we can breathe. This is why there is vegetation that grows. This is why there is food that we can eat. This is why there are seas that we can sail. This is why there is water that we can drink. To worship Allah. And this is why there is livelihood. Because humans being on earth with its needs and the needs of their body, there needs to be some kind of interaction and mutual interest. But that's not the main story. The main story is Allah. Let's get this right. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Everything else in your life should follow from your worship of Allah, your loyalty to Allah, your truthfulness to Allah. You didn't happen to be on earth, and then Allah came and interjected into your life to force Himself onto it. Allah brought you here. He brought you here. He put you here. He put you here on a mission. That's what you are for. So before we speak to our children about what would you like to be in the future, we need to speak to them about where do they want to end up after this life. Do they want to end up with Allah, close to Allah in paradise, or are they going to allow shaitan to take them to the hellfire? That's the main question about the future of our kids and ourselves. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. So you give Allah His rights, you live true to Allah, and then who has the next right upon you? Your parents. The fact that Allah brought you into this life through them means that you owe them, and you can never pay them back. You have to give them. You have to look after them. When they grow old and weak, you have to take care of them. Show them mercy. Be forgiving to their mistakes. Take care of them as they took care of you when you were a child. And not throw them in retirement homes. And that shows you a culture that dispenses of, that disposes of the parents and considers them outdated and a burden, just throw them in the retirement homes and see them once or twice a year, thinking we're civilized just by doing that and we're doing them a favor. This is a culture of immorality, a culture of wickedness and evil. If you are ungrateful to your parents, and that's what they teach kids nowadays, your parents are outdated. Now that doesn't mean parents don't do mistakes. Most parents do a lot of blunders. But we are supposed to be moral regardless. We're supposed to take care of our parents, be dutiful to them. Try to pay them back, because you will never be able to pay them fully. And then be good to your relatives, to those who are close next in kin. Be generous to them. Then Allah says, وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. And do not squander your money. Do not be extravagant in what you spend. Because the provision that Allah gave you here is to help you get by. Life is not about getting more enjoyment, getting the next high. You try everything until you become desensitized to it. It becomes normalized. You want the next thing, and the next luxury, and the next vacation, and the next entertainment, the next high. You keep chasing your desire until it becomes your God and your Lord, and you lose yourself in that. Pursuing our pleasures is a bottomless pit. You will never reach the bottom of it. You will never get enough of it. Why? Because you're not created for that. And it gives you false promise. You can only feel fulfilled and actualized when you fulfill the mission for which you are here on earth. Worship your Lord. And everything that follows from it, like taking care of your parents, being good to others. Then Allah says, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَى عُنُقِكَ وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْسُورًا. And do not overspend. Do not squander your money. Do not let your hand go loose with spending. And do not be miserly. Be moderate. Spend on what you need. Spend on what's good. There are people who have surplus money and they say, I don't know what to do with it. They buy things they don't need. They go on vacations without any true benefit. Make sure that you use your money to cover your basic needs and then to build more credit with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once slaughtered some sheep, and he instructed his family to give it away to people who need. Then the Prophet ﷺ returned home later on during the day, and he asked, كَمْ بَقِيَ مِنَ الشَّاءِ. How much of that sheep was left? They said, بَقِيَ كَتِفُهَا. The shoulder of the sheep remained. Only that piece remained. Everything was gone, was given to people in need. The Prophet ﷺ said, بَقِيَتْ هِيَ وَذَهَبَ الْكَتِفُ. What remained is the whole sheep. And the shoulder was gone. Meaning the Prophet ﷺ was assessing and appraising things based on their value in the hereafter. Then Allah says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. It's your Lord who gives more in abundance to some, and He gives with a measure to others. Yes, you can work, and you can work hard. You can set up a business, and you can dedicate your life to a successful business. You might make it and you might not make it. And don't be fooled by people who will tell you there is a foolproof way to richness. This world is in the hands of Allah, but you are supposed to try your best. And you are supposed to earn a living for a greater purpose. This should not be your ultimate goal. But now again, we are poisoned with capitalism to the core. We don't realize, we only assess success by how much finances you have. But there are people who are successful family people,
who are successful in their religion, in their mission, in their worship of Allah, who are socially successful and good with other people, morally successful, who are successful in so many areas of life, but all of that doesn't matter to a mind that is poisoned with capitalism. The only criterion is wealth and money. Even if the wealthy person is immoral, even if they are a criminal, even if they are a thief and a liar, still we look up to them. If you find this in yourself, you need to revise how you look at life again. You need to review that again seriously.
Then Allah says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ إِنَّ قَتْلَهُمْ كَانَ خِطْأً كَبِيرًا.
Do not kill your children. Do not murder your children out of fear that you would not be able to spend on them. You would not have enough finances. People think this was only a matter of the past, and now we don't have it. But now people are killing their children for their own desires. How? Abortion. And it's even a discussion. It's a discussion because some people want to enjoy their life. People who want to exercise sexuality without a limit, and they want to enjoy themselves without consequences, so they can kill their children. Never mind, right? This is civilization. This is civilization and human rights. That's what happens to humanity when they turn away from their creator. Their measures are completely confused.
Then Allah says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا.
Do not come near zina. Do not come near adultery, fornication, any haram relationship, any intimacy outside the wedlock between a husband and a wife is a serious infringement. Be careful. Be careful. Because it could lead to zina. And if it leads to zina, that's a huge violation. Allah calls it إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً. Such an evil, despicable evil. وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. And what an evil way to fulfill one's desires and emotions. Having girlfriend, haram. A mistress, haram. Boyfriend, haram. Be careful, it will poison your heart and will take you away from Allah. It's evil, no matter how sweet you feel it is in your youth. Be careful of that. I'm speaking here, addressing specifically the youth. Be careful. Be careful. People lost their heart and their religion and their Islam completely because of something like that. Allah created us and He knows how these things affect us.
وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ.
And do not kill the sacred soul. The life that Allah gave to humans is sacred. You're not supposed to violate it. You're not supposed to mess with it. It's sanctified by Allah. And it can only be compromised, or it can only be taken by the command of Allah. We humans don't have this right. We don't have this right. We can't legislate about that outside the legislation of Allah. We can't act upon that other than what Allah commands. It's a huge violation. All of this is from the wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. I'm going to go quickly over the rest. Allah says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ أَشُدَّهُ. There's an orphan and they inherited money, and you are in charge of them. You're watching over their wealth and their well-being. Make sure you approach their wealth with their best interest in mind. That's a responsibility. You hold their money in trust, take good care of it. Treat it better than you treat your own money. Again, being truthful, being honest.
وَأَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ إِذَا كِلْتُمْ وَزِنُوا بِالْقِسْطَاسِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ.
And when you measure in selling, in trading, give people their rights. Give people their rights. Do not give, you know, weights that are deficient. Do not promise things and don't deliver. Deliver them in full. So be righteous in your business, in your dealings. You see, all of it covers a lot of areas of our life. Allah gives us the guidance and He shows us the way to paradise. Then Allah says,
وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا.
And do not engage, do not speak. Do not act on things you have no knowledge about. And that's a problem today. Everyone, because the Prophet ﷺ said about the signs of the Day of Judgment, the Prophet ﷺ said, وَإِعْجَابُ كُلِّ ذِي رَأْيٍ بِرَأْيِهِ. And you will find everyone is so proud of their opinion. People admire their own thinking and opinion. They believe that they are the most intelligent, the most educated, that they know the most, when a lot of what people know is actually misunderstanding. So Allah warns us, be careful, don't speak, don't act, don't engage in things you don't have proper knowledge about. And what that means, that when you have to engage in something, seek the knowledge. Understand it. People speak about Islam without knowledge, about Allah without knowledge, about marriage without knowledge, and about public affairs without knowledge. And what happens? They bring about more damage to people. Not realizing why? Because it's a matter of personal pride. It's me. I know. I have the solution. I can change the world. So make sure you don't speak about anything unless you have proper knowledge and expertise and proper understanding about it. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. Allah then says, ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا إنك لن تخرق الأرض ولن تبلغ الجبال طولا. Do not walk with pride over earth. Don't be arrogant. Don't be full of yourself. You will not be able to pierce the earth. The earth is stronger than you. The earth, that is inanimate object, is stronger than you. And you will not be able to compete with the height of the mountains. You're such a tiny creature. Know your place. Don't act with arrogance. No one acts with arrogance except when the heart is empty of the love of Allah and the appreciation of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when the heart is filled with knowledge of Allah, fear of Allah, understanding the glory of Allah, the person will not feel proud about themselves. They know that they are here on a mission and they will go about fulfilling it. It's not about who you are and what you are and how people admire you or how people respect you. All of that is irrelevant. All of that is besides the point of life. كل ذلك كان سيئه عند ربك مكروها. All of this, it's evil. The evil consequences of all of this is hated by your Lord, is disliked by your Lord. Allah knows it's evil and He hates it and He doesn't want it for you. وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ وَإِنْ تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. And Allah does not love disbelief for you. It's evil. It ruins you. It destroys you. Allah doesn't love it for you. He dislikes it for you. And if you are grateful and thankful and truthful to Allah, Allah is pleased with that for you. Then Allah says, ذَلِكَ مِمَّا أَوْحَى إِلَيْكَ رَبُّكَ بِنَ الْحِكْمَةِ. This is from the wisdom that your Lord has revealed to you. So you see, this is what Islam is about. It's about wise living. It's about moral living. It's about good living. That's it really. But we have to make our life about Allah. Our biggest problem is that we have been brainwashed to believe it's all about me. It's all about my achievements. It's all about my future. It's all about my wealth. It's all about me and my. We have turned ourselves into gods. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're nothing without Allah. We are here to worship Allah. Simple. Wake up. Determined to worship Allah and be thankful and to do your best. Everything good you do here, do it for the sake of Allah. It will earn you so much reward. Simple. Abstain away from evil things. Every evil thing that you do is a trip from shaitan. And it's never, shaitan never does hit and run. Never. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaitan always, is always tactical. Is always gonna get you looking forward to, he's many steps ahead of you. He gets you to make sure that he makes the way easier for you to greater sins. Don't fall into that, no matter how attractive the sin is. It's detrimental. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with wisdom and iman and to guide our hearts and our behavior to what He loves. And just a reminder again, you know, Masjid Abu Hurairah has this program of this weekly donation, the Jum'ah donation, and the forms are available, so please pick that up. It could be just $1 a week, or $1 a day, or $5 a week. Well, it's a simple amount, but it does collectively help the masjid, inshallah, cover the cost of all of those activities and services that are being offered. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولمن لهم حق علينا اللهم أبرم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويذل فيه أهل معصيتك ويعمل فيه بكتابك وسنة نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم وأقم الصلاة